Blog Talk Radio.
That some people have willpower and some don't. It's that some people are ready to change and others are not. John Gordon. There is nothing about the appearance of a caterpillar to suggest the beautiful butterfly that will one day emerge. The dragonfly, while in its water myth stage, looks like an unattractive little alien creature. Technology has come a long way with 3D sonograms, but the intro pictures of yesteryear gave us no indication our kids would resemble normal, attractive people someday. The dictionary defines metamorphosis as a profound change in form from one stage to the next, or any complete change in appearance, character, or circumstances. Some changes are an inevitable part of the process of life. Even though there's nothing wrong with being a caterpillar or a myth or a fetus, we don't have to do anything to make some changes happen. Nature takes care of itself that way. Other transformations require our participation. Inner consciousness shows up in our exterior world. Paying attention to our thoughts and learning to direct them can cause internal metamorphosis so we can change on purpose. But we don't have to. How cool is that? And this is coming from my book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And I decided I wanted to read this today in preparation for our conversation this evening with Elder Pierre Moranza. He is a prophet, he's a teacher, he's a singer, and tonight you're going to be blessed with hearing some of his songs. So I have one caller. Let me just check in with this caller, and then I am going to be playing one of Elder Pierre's songs for you. Welcome caller, may you state your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, caller. Are you there? Are you just want to listen?
Dr. Daphne, this is Elder Moranz. I don't know if there's anybody else.
Okay. Oh, hello, Dr. Hello, Elder Miranza.
How are
you? I am blessed and highly favored, and I just want you to grab your water because in preparation for the guests in the chat room and for those who will be coming, I want to play one of your songs. And the one I want to play is My Latter Shall Be Greater, because seeing that we are going to be talking about failure is never final, I want to prepare our people. So listen in. This is a powerful, powerful song. And after this song, I'll ask Elder Pierre to lead us in prayer before the conversation.
Amen.
My latter shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. Spite of all that has been done, my best is yet to come. And my latter shall be greater. All of my past, I will be blessed more than I can ask. Despite of all that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my latter shall be greater.
Yes, it is. Yes,
wow.
It is. And I pray that you all are affirming
this
as well today. Elder Pierre, welcome to today's show. I tell you, I was so blessed by listening to the CD last night. I'm telling you, you
Amen.
Are one blessed, talented brother. And I am just so honored to be part of your family. So before we get into this powerful conversation, would you be kind to lead us in prayer, sir?
Yes, I will. Father, we thank you. We decree and declare that this is a Psalms 118:24 day. This is the day that you have made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given us to meet together in heavenly places, not just another radio program, but we're actually now in the very presence of God. And so, God, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you that those that are listening now, and I thank you that those that will listen later and download, thank you for this means of technology to get the message of the kingdom, the message of the good news, the message of knowing who we are in you. And so, Father, we just send forth your word via technology, and we thank you that your word will not return unto us void. It will accomplish all that you sent your word to do. And so we rest in you. We rest in that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you, I am just so excited about the conversation that is supposed to take place. And for those of you who did not hear Elder Pierre Moradza when he was on a couple weeks ago, you are up for a magnificent treat. You see how well you were treated when he was on the first time, and you did not get his music. So today you're going to be triple blessed because you're getting his music, you're getting his words of insight, you're getting all of his knowledge. And I tell you, it is such a blessing. For those who are in the chat room, I want to thank you for taking time out. I want to encourage you to put on your Facebook pages, tweet everybody you know, and let them know that this is where they need to be. Everybody has a story why they are not moving forward.
Yeah.
Yes, we have all encountered failure in our lives. However, are we looking at them as a stop to all means, or are we using them as stepping stones or as lessons learned? All of us make mistakes,
yes,
myself included. However,
yes,
all of the mistakes have been amazing lessons that I have learned,
right,
to move on. And I want you to be able to do the same. So grab your pads, grab your water, whatever you're writing with, and just relax. At the same time, we want to encourage you to call in. I know one of the ladies who listened the last show, she said, oh, it was so good, I just wanted to listen. That's all good, but we want to hear some feedback from you.
Yes.
And don't be embarrassed to call in and ask questions. If you need priors to, call in and ask. Everybody wants an encouragement, and although the dialogue might be good, we want to hear your feedback as well. So here is how you can do that. You can call in 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. So, Elder Pierre, what do you want to tell the people on this amazing Sunday evening?
Wow. Well, I just want to encourage you and flowing with what you've already established. You know, it's so interesting to know. I think it's so important that we understand that in this walk, well, first of all, Jesus has given us the example. He says, in this world you will have tribulations. You will. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. He says, in this life you will have tribulations. Of course, he goes on to say, be of good courage, for I have overcome. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16, it says that the righteous man, we're not talking about the person that doesn't know God. We're talking about the righteous man. It says the righteous man falls seven times and rises again. And so I think it's so important. We as a body of Christ need to understand that when we fall, not if, when we fall, there is grace to pick us up. In fact, years and years ago, I was singing. One of the songs is, it's not on that particular CD, but I did a rearrangement of Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. And we were singing, and right after that song, God spoke a word to me concerning the grace of God. And he said, and he spoke it, and I spoke it before I really had time to process it. I heard it prophetically in my spirit, and I spoke it. And then I thought, oh, my God, please give me a scripture. But what I heard was this. Mm-hmm. God spoke to me and says, Pierre, the world will run out of sin before I run out of grace.
Mm.
And so I said that, and then I thought, I'm like, oh, my goodness, Pierre, that sounds like heresy. And I said, God, give me a scripture. And I'm processing this all within about, 20 seconds, because I knew it was out there. And as I started thinking about it, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what did I just say? Let me say it again. The world will run out of sin before I run out of grace. That's what God spoke to me and said. And
yes.
So I said, God, please give me a scripture. I'm thankful that you gave me that revelation. Now give me a scriptural foundation for that revelation.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Yes, I don't want to be out there on my own. And immediately, Dr. Hudson, God gave me this scripture. Where sin abounds, grace doth much more And I never saw that scripture from that perspective. So where
mm-hmm.
sin abounds, it's there. But grace does much more. And then he gave me another scripture where it says, where the Bible says his anger is but for a moment, but his mercy is everlasting. Then he gave me another scripture. I mean, so when you ask God to give you scripture, when he speaks to you, he'll give you so much scripture, it'll make your head spin. The other
That's
scripture he gave me was, he said his mercy is everlasting, his truth endured to all generations.
That's right.
In 1 John 4:8, I believe it says, God is love. Well, if God is love, not he's going to be, he is, and he is, and that truth and that revelation is eternal, then God is forever eternal. Watch this. Even in even in judgment. See, ultimately, and I thought you were about to preach everything I want to talk about today, because you were right on the prep. The fringes of what I want to talk about. Even in judgment, the Bible says ultimately, mercy triumphs over judgment.
That's right.
Mercy triumphs over judgment. So, what I want to share, and I'm not going to be long. I was telling Dr. Daphne, probably about 45 minutes, 50 minutes. My daughter is dealing with allergies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right now, Father, we just send forth the word of healing.
Yes.
For my daughter, Destiny, she's 3 years old, and she's the allergy. First of all, living in Dallas is the worst place if you got any kind of allergies.
Mm.
It's just crazy. But we know that God has called us here, so we know that God's hand is in all of this, and so we're not discouraged or disturbed, but we just come against any attack of the enemy. If there's
any place
of the enemy, we give no place to the devil, and yet we're not ignorant concerning his devices. So, Father, we send forth a word to my daughter, Destiny, in Jesus' name.
Yes,
what
Lord,
I, and she said, failure is never final. And this is, I don't know who this is for, but I want you to know that the call is greater than the fall.
Mm.
Yes, the call of God on your life is greater than any fall.
Mm.
We got to know that. Because, again, at some point, let me stick with the word, Proverbs 24:16. The righteous man, see, we're talking about these people that know God. The righteous man falls 7 times, but rises again. What makes him righteous? What really makes him right? Of course, number one, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we through him might become the righteousness of God. That's the truth of who we are in Christ.
And I said
this day, I was preaching this morning at a good friend of mine's church, and I said, there is nothing we can do to make us any more righteous. And on
the flip side,
there is absolutely nothing we can do to make us any less righteous.
That's right.
Because it's not about our righteousness. Our righteousness is in him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken care of. And the other scripture that I wanted to toss out was Psalms 37:23. So I've given you two scriptures, Proverbs 24:16 and Psalms 37:23. And this one says, watch this, the steps of a good man. We're not talking about the steps of a wicked man or an unrighteous man. It says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
One translation
says established.
And it says,
he delights in his way. Notice what this next verse just messes me up. It says, when he falls, when she falls, he or she will not be hurled headlong because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. At some point,
beloved, at
some point, you will fall.
That's not a matter of, we are going to, and, so long as we stay in the Word, when this happens, we are not going to be surprised. We just know we are not going to be wallowing and lingering in that fall, because God is there with his hands outstretched to us. But I think as believers, a lot of times we forget that.
Yes.
We think that once we become righteous and we are walking with him, all our trials and tribulations are over. That's when they begin.
And it's just, God gave me, years and years and years ago when I was a youth pastor, God gave me this analogy of the pig. If a pig were to come into my house right now, I could dress that pig up. I got some really nice, expensive cologne that was given to me. I could spray that pig and put in a nice bow, pink, purple, whatever bow I want to put on that pig. The moment I let that pig out of my sight and that pig goes out, that pig is going to go to a mud trough.
Because
that's that pig's nature.
That's right.
Here's
That's
the point.
Right.
We
That's
may
right.
fall in the mud. The truth is, we will fall in the mud, but because our nature has changed. See, that pig is going to be very uncomfortable being all cleaned up and smelling good. But just like the pig is uncomfortable, we, when we're really his, we are uncomfortable when we fall. When we, as Dr. Hudson just said, when we cannot wallow in the sin. Yes, we may fall into it, but we're not comfortable in it.
That's right. That's right. It's like we are in turmoil once we enter in there. So, I mean, once we are getting into a sin nature, we know we are there. So people who say, well, oh, it's a mistake and I didn't know. You know.
Yes.
So you get uncomfortable. It's like you're standing over a barbecue grill at the height of the heat. You know the heat gets hotter and hotter and hotter and it's burning you. But you still remain there.
Yes.
You
yes.
know? And I love the analogy of the pig because I always tell people, you know, when you share your vision and purpose and things with people who is not on one accord with you and who don't understand, it's like feeding pigs on your best china and crystal. So I love when you brought out the analogy of the pig. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the voice of Elder Pierre Moranza. And we're talking about failure is never final.
Yes, it's never, ever, ever, never final. Failure, and then watch this. Failure is an event. It's not a person. Failure is an event. It is not a person. Yes, you did it, but you are not it.
Amen.
Say you may have done it, but you are not it. Failure is an event. It's not a person. And so I remember as a youth pastor, I would have teens come into my ministry, and the truth is they had done all kinds of stuff. And see, this is what Dr. Hudson really wanted us to focus in, because even some of those that knew Christ, they loved God, they still messed up. They messed up. I'm talking post-Christ.
Yeah.
See, we have a tendency to think that, like you just said, once you accept Christ, you're on a tarp and you just go straight to the heavens. That's not the truth. I'm sorry. There are no elevators in the kingdom. No elevators in the kingdom. That's why the scripture says the steps of the righteous. No elevators in the kingdom. You're not just going to soar straight to the heavens. There are no, it's like baby steps, and you will fall. Every good child and every good parent understands that their child falling is in the process of the child learning to walk. I have two kids. I couldn't wait for them to walk. And they would stand up and try to walk, and they'd mess up and fall and stand up. And I didn't go and beat them and say, you're supposed to walk, you're supposed to walk. I knew that that was the process. They were coming into it.
That's
what we have to understand in the body of Christ. In fact, the Bible says, let me just give you a Bible. The Bible says in Galatians 6, it says, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, you that are spiritual, meaning you that are mature, bring restoration. If Dr. Daphne has broken her leg, let me break it down so everybody understands. If Dr. Hudson has broken her leg, this is what this scripture means. Not only am I, because we're in a relationship, to come to, go to her, that means at my expense, go to her and see if there's anything she needs.
Mm-hmm.
That scripture also means that I am to stay with her until she's able to walk again. If a brother be overtaken in a fault, that's what that means.
Yes.
And how many times have we seen brothers and sisters that have some of them, it was deliberate. They just messed up. They blew it. They intentionally did it. That's fine. All we still have to offer them is the grace of God. God spoke to me and said that he was going to continue, that ministries and ministers would continue to fall in the body of Christ because he was wanting to teach the body of Christ how to love authentically. Yes.
My God.
How to love authentically. The Bible says,
Yes. You know, Elder Pierre, I love what you just said there, because in the body, there are so many Christianese, and we tend to forget about the authentic love of Christ.
Oh, baby,
a lot
listen.
Of times I tell people, you all forget that you weren't born Christians.
Yes.
A lot of us forgot our journey to where we are
yes.
today.
Yes, yes.
But that's a word for
us. Oh, that, listen, I'm telling you, it is a word. Because the other thing I said this morning, too, if we're in this mentality that we don't want to go into the whore houses, we don't want to go into the crack houses, we don't want to go where the homosexuals and the lesbians are, we don't want to go to the house parties, and we just want to sit back and wait for them to come to, quote, our church, we're not going to be effective. The Bible says concerning Ezekiel says it this way. He says, I sat where they sat. If you're living now in this hour and you're going to be effective, you have to be willing to get your hands dirty. If you're looking for a clean hands ministry, God said, you know what? I can't use you in this hour. I need for
That's
you to
right.
go where they are. They're not coming to your church. You need to go to the hedges and the highways and compel them to come. And so God spoke a word to me a while back, and like I said, there would be ministries and ministers that would continue to fall because he's teaching the body of Christ how to love. And we must understand that failure can be our best friend if we allow it. Let me read to you a couple of quotes, and I'm sure you'll appreciate this, Dr. Hudson, because I noticed you gave some quotes early, even in your book. Our greatest glory is not in never failing or falling, but in rising every time we fall. Here's another one. The only real failure in life is the failure to try. Here's another one by Tom Krause. There are no failures, just experiences and your reactions to them. Here's one by former Secretary of State Colin Powell. There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Let me read that again. There are no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. Did you catch that last one? And
yes.
learning from failure. So, yes,
That's
be prepared.
Right.
Yes, work hard. But guess what? There must be some failure in you. Now, this is from Colin Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Powell. We all have
That's right.
deep
That's
admiration right. and respect for him. Let me read
more.
A couple of more. Life's real failure is when you do not realize how close you were to success when you gave up. Listen, I want to speak prophetically. I don't know where you are. I know you feel like, you know, you've just given up. You feel like you've come to the end of your rope. But you're too close to give up. The
That's
only
right.
one who never makes a mistake is the person who never does
right.
anything.
That's
Abraham
right.
Lincoln said
That's
that.
Right.
Henry
That's
Ford
right.
said this, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently.
Simply.
See,
That's
listen,
right.
I want you to understand, you cannot go forward if you're looking backwards.
Ah, hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Cannot drive forward if you are looking in your rear view.
It's
hard to see your future when you're starting at your past. Let me say that again.
That's right. That's right.
It's hard to see your future when you're starting at your past. Your past does not have to define your future.
That's
now,
right.
Oftentimes we say our past is the past, but the
it's
truth
an
is,
archive. Yes.
The truth is, oftentimes it is very much the present. For some, past issues so rule their thoughts and their actions that they decide their future is over. They just, I don't know who I'm speaking to. So you've messed up so bad, you're consumed. Your past is just consuming your thoughts, which are affecting your actions. And so you have, even before you started, you just basically given up.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people, I've met these people, they give up on themselves. They
yeah.
give up on themselves, and because they've given up on themselves, they tend to think that God has given up on them. Listen, beloved, I'm
That's
telling
right.
you, I've been there, done that. God will never, let me stick with the scripture, I will never leave you.
You nor forsake you.
Nor forsake you.
Yes, Lord.
And God
never.
Is not a man that he should lie.
That's
now,
right.
I may say, Dr. Hudson, you know what, I'm on my way. I'm coming. I'm going to be there tomorrow. And something could happen and I won't be there. But see,
well,
God is not a man that he should lie. Whatever God has said, it shall manifest. And God has said,
God,
I will
faithful.
Never.
Never. never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what you do.
Let me give you more scripture. Thank you, Dr. Hudson. When you said that, something sparked in my spirit. Mm. The scripture in Romans 8, what shall separate us from the love of God? What can you do that's going to cause you to be separated from the love of God?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. The Bible says, if you notice, that scripture says, if God be for us, who shall be against us? Notice that question is never answered.
That's right.
God is for you.
Yes.
God is for you.
Yes.
Do you really think God has given up on you?
Yes, yes. Elder Pierre, I think the time has come for me to play one more of your song.
Okay.
Should I play Great Is Our Faithfulness?
That's my favorite, so that's perfect.
All right now. So listen, guys. Great is my faithfulness, and this is in line with what Elder Pierre is just preaching about.
That's exactly
nothing,
right.
Nothing is going to allow the Father to give up on you.
Great is
that
faithfulness. That's perfect timing, Dr. Hudson. Yes.
He that hath begun a good work is faithful to complete it. It says in Lamentations 3:22-23, it's because of the Lord's great mercy that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I don't know where you are tonight. I don't know what you're going through. But God is faithful to see you through. The Bible says in Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our Father. There is no shadows of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, thy mercy and love, a pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, thy mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Elder Pierre,
yes.
I want you, before you get off tonight, be sure you tell people where they can pick the CD up. I tell you, this is such a blessing. You know,
Amen.
Blessing.
Okay, I tell you, Dr. Hudson, what you just did was so, I don't think you could have picked a more appropriate song, and the timing is perfect. That's God. So let me wrap it up. I mean, you just segued into exactly where I was getting ready to kind of bring it to a close. And I'm telling you, I couldn't have arranged this any better. And so I don't know who I'm speaking to. You may think it's too late to make something of your life, but it's not. You may be feeling like you failed in the most miserable way. Well, God sent me here to tell you, get back up. And also, he wanted me to remind you of some of his heroes that have also faltered and failed. So the next time you feel like God has given up on you, I just want you to remember that Noah got drunk. Yes, Noah got drunk. Mm. Jacob was a liar.
Mm.
Moses had a stuttering problem, and Moses was a murderer.
Mm.
Most people see David. Moses murdered somebody and then ran into the desert. Gideon was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Samson was a womanizer.
Mm-hmm.
Rahab was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
David had an affair and also killed somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Elijah, the great man of fire, of faith, who called down fire from heaven, was suicidal. The great man of faith was suicidal. Jonah ran from God. Naomi was a widow. So those of you that have had a bad marriage, Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. Those of you, I know the economic downturn is going on. Job went bankrupt. Peter denied Christ. That's borderline blasphemy. Blasphemy basically means to deny what you know. Peter said, I don't know him. Committed borderline blasphemy. But yet it was Peter that God used to be a founding pillar in the New Testament church.
Yes, yes.
The disciples, they all fell asleep while praying. Martha worried and worried about everything. When the Bible plainly says, be anxious for nothing. But see, these people, all these people God used, the Samaritan woman, was divorced, had been divorced 5 times. Zacchaeus was too small. Paul was too religious. And watch this. I close with this one. Lazarus was dead. See, these people that get so hyper-spiritual and say, well, you don't have enough faith. Well, watch this. Lazarus had no faith. He was dead.
Dead man. Dead man, yes.
And I understand that without faith it's impossible to please God. But see, there's a dimension that's even higher than faith. Lazarus had no faith. So we can't say, you know, well, Lazarus had great faith and so Jesus brought him back from the dead. No, Lazarus didn't even have any faith because he was dead.
He was a dead man.
So maybe you feel like
man.
The faith is dead. You know, the Bible says concerning Peter, Jesus told Peter, Satan, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. He says, nevertheless, I have prayed. Now watch what his prayer was. He didn't pray that he wouldn't fail. He prayed that his faith failed him not.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in the midst of a fallen state, you can have a faith that says, my faith looks up to thee. And so I want to pray for you that have fallen and that maybe have failed, and I want you to remind you that you are not the failure.
That's right.
You did it, but you are not it.
Right.
Failure is an event. It's not a person. You're not a person.
Right.
So, Father, I thank you for this great opportunity that you've given us, God. I'm looking at the time, and this is just perfect timing. God, I thank you that you do all things well. I thank you for Dr. Hudson, God, that's given me the opportunity. I just feel such a connectivity to her in the spirit, just such a woman of grace and elegance and excellence and just God, I thank you that her best days, even that song that she played earlier, your ladder shall be greater than your past.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For her. It's prophetic that
you,
the glory
Lord,
of her latter house shall be greater than that of the former. And so, God, I
thank you
for the
Father,
things that
God.
You're going to do in her life. That you're
thank
going
you,
to do,
Jesus.
That eyes haven't seen, that ears haven't heard, it haven't even
yes.
entered her heart, the good things that you have yet in store for her. It's being
thank
revealed
you,
by
Father,
the Spirit.
God.
Father, those that are listening, again, I don't know when they're going to listen, when they're going to hear this, but I thank you that they will be encouraged. And listen, that they will be encouraged, and let me hear from you. I'd love to hear from you, and
yes,
I mean it. And Dr. Daphne,
yes.
in fact, I met Dr. Daphne, Dr. Hudson, via, I gave her my personal number. Listen,
yes.
I'm not one of those that you can't get in contact with.
That's
I love
right,
to hear
right.
from people. In fact,
that's
to a
right.
fault. Sometimes
yes,
I probably don't need
yes.
to give it out as much. But here's my information is www.kmmi.us. KMMI stands for Kingdom Mercy Ministries International. Kingdom Mercy Ministries International.us. www.kmmi.us. All of my information there, my website, my email, my personal cell phone number. Feel free to use it if you have any questions or just want to be encouraged or encourage me. Listen, I'm not
that's
too,
right.
too proud to be encouraged.
That's
Listen,
right.
I do know
that's
how to encourage myself in the Lord, but every now and then, in fact, I had a good friend of mine, female pastor, call me this week and just encourage me so. And so I thank
God.
God. I solicit
you.
your encouragement as well. So again,
thank
I thank you guys for listening, and we love you, Dr. Hudson. Bless you, woman
thank
of God.
You. And thank you. Before you go, is the CD on the website too?
Oh, thank you. No, actually, what you'll have to do, if you're interested in getting a copy of the CD, you'll have to. I sell it personally. It's not in stores or anything.
Oh,
I sell it through
okay.
my own ministry. So if you go to the website, you'll see the information. Let me just give it to you on the air. If you'd like a copy of the CDs are $10. If you'd like a copy of the CD. And all of this goes, none of this goes to me. This all goes to the ministry, and it goes to help. God has blessed me to be a support to ministries literally across
yes.
the world. But it's the address there, it's on the website, but the address, I'm sorry, you can just, let me give you my number. 469-951-9190. Again, it's 469-951-9190. Give me a call, and I'll give you all the details. We'll just do it that
okay.
way.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Hudson.
I love you, Elder Pierre, and
okay.
I look forward. We pray for your daughter's
thank you.
Recovery, and I see you soon again. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You so very much. Yes, that was Elder Pierre Moranza, and what an amazing, amazing conversation. And I tell you something, he is such a loving father that he wants to be there for his daughter who is going through her allergies. And I want to play another of his song in a minute, but before I do that, I want to read one more from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. Maybe not Prince Charming. This one is titled, and it's from Shelley Webb. I doubt there are many women who could include a story about their ex-husband in a book about gratitude. But this is a story about gratitude for the father of my children rather than one about the husband part. In California, 60% of marriages end in divorce. Unfortunately, divorces seem to give many fathers permission to abandon their responsibilities to their children. That was not the case with my ex-husband. But then again, he was always an involved father. He saw the importance of a stay-at-home mom and made it possible for me to coordinate the host hole and keep our children out of daycare. Soccer, basketball, cross-country running, ballet, karate were a big part of our kids' lives. He attended every game. every recital, and nearly every practice. He even managed our daughter's soccer team. He made sure our children received a college education. He shed tears of joy at every graduation. When our daughter finished her first marathon and at our son's wedding. So, while I may not have chosen the best husband for myself, I will be forever grateful. I chose the best father for my children. And that's from Shelley Webb. And here is one of Elder Pierre's songs. Lord, I give you my heart. And on this journey, when we are having a conversation about failure is never final, we must learn how to surrender all things to our Creator. So here is, Lord, I give you my heart.
Lord,
my soul.
In New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things. But I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
When he in me, Lord, I give you my heart.
Yes, that was the voice of Elder Pierre Moranza. And yes, he was on earlier. He stayed on for approximately an hour. One of his daughter is ailing with allergy, and he had to be a daddy. So listen, he His number, if you ever want to call him, you can call him 469-951-9190. And the CD that I'm going to be playing all of the songs on it before the end of the show is for $10. And it is going to be ministering to you just as much as if Elder Pierre was on here. And you can call him for prayers. I can tell you, he is one person who answers his phone and he gets back in touch with you. He is so touchable. His website is www.kmmi.us. And it is such a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. He ministers the word. He shows you proof. And yes, he was on for just a short time, but what a powerful teaching that was on failure is never final. I want to read one more entry from the Book of Gratitude. Then I'm going to play one more of Doc Elder Pierre's song for you, Pour Out My Heart. And this one says, not so obvious. When I think of what I am grateful for, the list is honestly endless. There are so many obvious things. My husband, my daughter, my family, the roof over my head, my health. And maybe some not so obvious things like failures, bumps in the road, and challenges. I've had the ability over the past several years to actually take these seemingly negative, challenging situations and run them into something positive, things to be abundantly grateful for. And I have to tell you, it's liberating. The ability to look up on these situations with deep gratitude has given me the opportunity to see nothing as a failure and nothing as a challenge. There is a positive lesson to be grateful for in all of it. I am meant to learn something, meant to be challenged, and meant to have the experience. Gratitude is a fullness of life. The ability to see gratitude in everything, whether good or bad, bad is freeing. It brings the whole process of gratitude full circle, allowing us to learn and be full of gratitude in ways we never thought possible. Deanna Collins is the contributor of this. I want you to bear in mind, as you listen to this song from Elder Pierre Moranza, Elder Pierre pointed out that failure is an event, it's not a person. So bear in mind as you listen to Pour Out My Heart.
Here I am, once again, I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. No matter what state, my heart is in. You are faithful to answer with words that are true and a hope that is real. As I freedom to all that's within, in the safety of this place, I'm longing to pour out
my heart,
say that I love you,
say that I love you.
Oh, I pour
out my heart,
say that I need you,
say that I need you.
Yes, I pour out.
Say
that I'm thankful.
my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. You are listening, no matter what day. My heart is in. You are faithful. I know you're gonna answer with words that are true and a hope that is real. As I feel your touch, you bring a freedom to all that's within. In the safety of this place, I'm longing to pour out
my heart,
say that I love you, I really love you. I pour
out my heart,
say that I need you,
say that I need you.
Pour
out my heart,
say that I'm so.
Again, you're listening to the voice of Elder Pierre Moranza, singer, prophet, teacher. Yes, he was on for the first 45 minutes. His daughter is suffering with her allergies, and we send healing energies towards her for speedy recovery, and he had to go be daddy. However, I'm going to share with you a number of scriptures that he shared here today. And you can read them up because he just gave us somewhat solid insight on why failure is never final. So get your pen and paper. If you ever want to reach Elder Pierre Moranza, his number is 469-851-9190. The CD that I'm playing now is one of his, and you can get that from his website. His website is www.kmmi.us. And these are the scriptures that he led us to focus on today. Proverbs 24, verse 16. Psalm 21. Psalm 37, verse 23. And Psalm 37, verse 5. Also, Galatians 6. And Romans 8. So those are the scriptures he dealt with today. And to show us that, yes, failure is never final. He pointed out that failure is an event. It's not a person. So although you might have gone through that event in your life, it's not you. What happened, it's not you. So you need to separate yourself from that and move on. And reading these scriptures again, the scriptures are Proverbs 24:16, Psalm 21, Psalm 37:23, Psalm 37 verse 5, Galatians 6, and Romans 8. Now we must learn to surrender those things that are holding us hostage. We are not the events of our lives. Yes, we don't need to be shameful about them. We don't need to feel guilty. They happen, and so what? Let us learn from them and move on. Let us learn and move on. I want to read one more thing for you. More than 9/11. She may not have been a 9/11 heroine, but she has definitely made a difference to the lives of many. What caught my attention was her massive involvement in missions teaching out to thousands of people worldwide. Joyce Myers Outreach Ministries provided assistance to those who have given up hope, feeding the hungry, helping treat and prevent illness, and rescuing children from the streets. There are so many things that we take for granted, but when someone decides to answer that call of duty, how can we let this go unnoticed? Joyce Meyer is the founder of the popular television program Enjoying Everyday Life, and she is my hero. This was written by Evelyn Pindora. And now I'm going to play one more of Elder Pierce's song, I Will Sing of Your Love Forever.
With love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. Sing of your love forever. I could 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 sing of your love forever.
goodness of Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, you don't have to perish. No, 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 no. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon you, that you should be a child of God. That's the truth. That is the truth of who you are. You have a right to sing of his love, sing of his love. Don't matter what you did in the past, he died that you would have a right to sing of his love. The blood of Jesus, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. His blood was shed that you would have a right, that you would have a right to sing of his love, sing of his love. And after you received his love, don't be selfish, don't be selfish. Give it away, give it away, give it away. Others need to know about the goodness of Jesus. They're bound, they're in chains. You have the answer, you have the answer, you have the answer. Sing of his love, sing of his love. Sing of his love, sing of his love, sing of his love. Yeah. He wants you to be a witness. He wants you to tell others. Don't be selfish, don't be selfish. No, 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 no. Remember the bondage that you were in. The Bible says in Galatians 5:1, stand fast in the liberty wherewith his love has set you free, and be not again entangled with the yokes of bondage. You need to tell others about the goodness of Jesus. They're in bondage, they're bound, until you tell them. You must tell them. Go and tell them. Go and tell them. Go and tell them. You've got to tell them. That is the commandment, to go ye into the world and preach the good news of the gospel. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his only son, his only son, that they would have a right to the tree of life. We must tell. Whither shall I go from his presence? Where shall I go? His love is gonna find me. His love is gonna capture me. Because he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. He loves me. The
Bible says in Romans 5:8 that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. We must tell the world that He loves them, He loves them. Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong, He loves me.
That's Elder Pierre Maranza. He ministered live for the first 45 minutes of the show, and now I'm having his CD minister in music because of he had a sick child that he needed to attend to. So if you are listening, call in and let me know. I know the people in the chat room are listening from the top of the hour. Call in and share some thoughts with me about what Elder Pierre has said and what you got out of it, whether, you know, you had gotten any benefit from what he has said and what you think about the music. 646-915-8166. I want to read Releasing Desires with Gratitude. Remember, the conversation was failure is never final. And I'm using this CD to help us to know that it doesn't matter what we have gone through. It is not the end all to what God has called us to do. And I'm also reading from 365 Days of Gratitude to help us understand that it's not over until God says it is over. Everything that happens in our life is a setup for a better comeback. You heard me play the first song from the CD, My Latter Will Be Greater Than My Past. And it is true. I am claiming that for myself, and I pray that each and every one of you, my listeners, are claiming that for yourself too. It doesn't matter what you have been through. It doesn't matter what you are going through. It is not over. Learn the lessons. Learn them well so you can do that which you are called to do. Releasing Desires with Gratitude from Kathy Bowes. While sitting on the beach one evening in 1998, I breathed in the yummy ocean air with a heart full of gratitude. It was one of those big picture moments as I reflect on my childhood and all that had transpired since then. I grew up feeling close to God and knowing He was with me, loving and cheering me on and helping me co-create a happy life. Although I loved children and had wanted to be a mom, at 32, I was at peace with releasing this and said, "We have come so far, God. Thank you. I love you and my life, and I feel complete. It's okay, God, if I don't have children." God may have been smiling, knowing, for on September 26, 2000, David Michael, beloved child of God, was born. Being this mama is the best, being his mama is the best part of my blessed life. And every day I hug him in God's sunshine and thank God for him. His beautiful eyes, his heart, how he still shares everything with me. Mama, watch this. The way he sings love songs to me and texts me, "Love you, Mama." And the way he treats others and makes me laugh. I am so, so grateful. Oh, what a story. What a story. Remember, please call me. The number is 646-915-8166. Are you experiencing a moment or an experience of failure and you are stuck in it and don't know what to do? Call 646-915 and let's talk about it. Here is one more of Elder Pierre Maranza's song, Burn It Deep.
Burn it deep within my soul, new strength and fire, O Lord. Burn it deep within my soul, new
such an on-time song, because that which we are called to do, it does not matter how many times of failure we encounter, it is burned so deep in our soul, in our core being, in our authenticity. It is burned so deep that nothing can erase it. So it doesn't matter of the challenges that you have gone through or what we tend to categorize our failure. That thing is engraved in you. It is like it's tattooed in your being, and nothing can separate you from that. So no failure, no setbacks, nothing. And I want you to just meditate on the words of this song, Burn It Deep, knowing that it doesn't matter whether you're a late bloomer, you're just starting, you have fallen down. Remember what Elder Pierce said, that it's not if we fall down, it's when we fall down, because we, the righteous of the Lord, we are going to fall down. But we have to remember that we are not alone, and we got to get up, brush ourselves off, and continue. I can tell you, for every time that I have fallen, I get up stronger. I get up more determined to carry on the journey that I'm called to be. Gratitude for the little things. Sitting quietly on the veranda, grateful for this beautiful, lazy spring day. I became enthralled with the bees dancing among the flowers before me. Their wings glistened in the sunshine, and then in unison, they levitate and sing in appreciation. In bliss from the nectar, they stretch and bend their small, delicate bodies as though it's a yogic pose. Their concentration is focused. I move closer and take position on the edge of the garden bed. They seem unperturbed by my presence and continue singing and dancing. A cluster of delicate flowers falls to rest gently across my knee. It lures the bees closer. I felt the wings of one brave bee brush across my skin. He is such an innate being, eased in fur shawl, with strong spider-like legs to support his mission. A mosquito takes advantage of my preoccupation and hovers at the tip of my nose. He, too, has a strong focus, waiting to drill for nectar. I blew a gentle puff of breath his way. He seemed to float on the current and returns to the wave. Nature at its best, nature as it is. Fiona Omar Shanti. Listen, if you are just joining us, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts? And failure is never final. Elder Pierre ministered live at the top of the hour. There are some scriptures he shared, which I want to share with you if you're just joining. The scriptures are Proverbs 24, verse 16, Psalm 21, Psalm 37, verse 23, and Psalm 37, verse 5. Galatians 6, Romans 8, Hebrews 9 and 22, Galatians 5, 1, and Romans 5 and verse 8. Read those scriptures. He also ministered in song. Some of those scriptures he ministered in song, and some he shared on the air, that will give us encouragement to focus on the journey we are on and to keep going, knowing that we are never alone, because God has our backs. God have our backs, and a lot of times we are looking to man for support when we have the greatest supporter of all, God our Father. Yes, we have favor in God and we have favor in man. However, a lot of times we cannot focus on the favor of man because sometimes it's discouraging because it is not coming as quickly as we want it to come. But the one that we can always focus on, knowing that his promise is faithful, his promise is true, it's God our Father. He never, never, never renege on his promise to us. He is faithful. He is consistent. What he says he's going to do, he does. He does not dangle a carrot in front of our face and withdraw it. He promises he's going to do for us, and he does. It doesn't matter what we have done that we think is not of God. He does not reprimand us for that. He always has an outstretched arm willing to embrace us and show us his kindness and his love. Remember, we are the ones who continue to hold ourselves hostage. We are the ones who never forgive ourselves for the things that we have gotten involved in. God already forgave us and is waiting on us to come back home. So free yourself, forgive yourself, begin to love yourself again, knowing that your latter will be greater than your past. Your latter, guys, will be greater than your past. And for those of you who are just joining us, I think I want to play that song again by Elder Pierre Moranza about our latter is greater than our past, because we must remember that, so that we can free ourselves up and just live in that which we are called to live.
My latter shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask, spite of all that has been done. My best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. My ladder shall be greater than all of my past. I will be blessed. Spite of all that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
Yes, so in case you think that God gave up on you, you ain't seen nothing yet, because your latter is going to be greater than your past. Three grateful moments in time. The ash has long since settled, and when the sun rises, I still feel the cool breeze across my face as if it were yesterday. Deep in my soul, a day that has forever changed my life has also grounded me. How very thankful I am to be alive. Tuesday, September the 11th, was an absolutely beautiful day. The breeze that came off the water was calming, and the sky was picture perfect. One could smell the scent of the city and feel the hip hustle and bustle. The energy runs from your toes up through your spine. In minutes, everything beautifully turned in unimaginable horror. It was as if we were in a movie with no end, riding an emotional roller coaster. My unborn baby hung on and since has grown to be an amazing inspiration that I am thankful for. 10 years later, I share a vision with friends to forever enhance the world we live in. Taking my husband and my son's hand in mine, we dedicate our lives to restore dignity and trust. How thankful I am to be surrounded by family and friends whose goals are to truly be forces for good. Brenda Shoback Keeham. I want to read one more, and then I have two more songs I want to play. But before I play the song, there's one more project I want to talk to you about. Two little words. If you mess up, fess up. I am grateful for learning to say I'm sorry. There were times where I would fight for my right to no end. Eyes blazing, voice loud, chest tight, I insist, all proud and loud. Or I'd put my energy into creating a stony silence worthy of Ice Age. It was the principle of the matter. Sometimes others would cave in and didn't feel good, and the situation continued to be above our heads like a big black cloud. Other times we'd part ways, friendships fractured, perhaps never to be repaired. But sometimes, many of those times, I was wrong. And somewhere along the way, I learned to say, I'm sorry. Oh, the freedom it gives me. A moment of discomfort, I'm getting over my own ego, can lead to a whole new world of happiness. And understand, I am so grateful for the times I take a deep breath, admit where I was wrong, and say those magic two little words. If you are just joining, we were talking about failure is never final. I had Elder Pierre Moranza ministered at the top of the hour. Great word for you, those who want to go back and listen. His website is www.kmmi.us. And I'm playing his music. And now I'm going to play track 8. Then I have one more to play. After track 8, I'm going to talk to you about a project.
Mm-hmm. mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing of when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love. Sing of your love forever.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever. I could 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 sing of your love forever.
That is from Elder Pierre Moranza's CD, and the CD costs $10, and if you're interested in picking up a copy, you can call him at 469-951-9190. And for those of you who are in the chat room, you see I just put a link there. You can click on that link, and it will take you to the PayPal donation page for my breakfast feeding program. I am starting a breakfast feeding program for 100 students at my old school, at the Carmel Moravian School in Carmel, Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. That's the little school where I got my education, and I visited the school the other day just on the unction of the Spirit, and the Lord has summoned me to start a breakfast program there for the children who are going to school hungry. Yes, there is a lunch program there. However, in order for you to learn, you need to have some food in your stomach first thing in the morning. So I know that with your help that I will be able to raise enough monies to do that. So if you are my friend on Facebook, and if you are part of my LinkedIn community, I want you to click on that link. And if you want to send me money directly, we are in the process of putting the nonprofit organization together. And we are going to be looking for people who is willing to go down to Jamaica with me and to launch the program. We are looking for somebody to donate a website. We're looking for some T-shirts. We are looking for utensils that is going to be specifically for the lunch program. We are looking to hire a cook. So if somebody want to let that be their commitment to donate the money that will pay the cook. The cook is only going to be working 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. So that is 10 hours a week. That's 40 hours for 40 hours a month or something like that. If you are interested in getting more information about that, let me know. I said yes to the call, and I know those of you who support what I do, you will support me in getting food in these children's stomach. I'm praying that we'll have the website up soon. In the meantime, shoot me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. You can send me a message here on the show. Send me a message on my Facebook page if you want more information. I'm excited to say that I already received my first $30 donation. So I am excited about that. Every little bit helps. So it doesn't matter what you can give, a quarter, 25 cents, a dollar. Trust me. 4 quarters is a dollar and 8 quarters is $2. So whatever you can donate, donate it so I can put some food in these children's stomach. So I'm depending on you. There is on Facebook an event called the Breakfast Feeding Program. I also have it on LinkedIn. So I ask for your continuous prayers and support in getting this program up successful. If you are a builder, I need to hear from you too, because they need a cafeteria there. So whatever you can do, if you can give refrigerator, tables, whatever you can do for the cafeteria, I want to hear from you. But we want to start by putting some food in the stomach of these children. I also want to tell you that I think next week I'm going to have a fabulous, fabulous guest on, a gentleman who lost his son, who was an upcoming musician, to drunk driver. So talk about adversity. He encountered that. And I just met him on the Unction of the Spirit yesterday. He doesn't live too far from me. And they were having a tag sale. And I had an urging to stop there, even though I wasn't going to buy anything, not knowing why. But I went there, learned about his story, and I've invited him to be on the show. So I'm looking forward for him to come on and to share his story and to talk about how he has overcome the adversity. So here I am. I want to play the last track on Elder Pierre CD. And remember that you can pick this up for only $10.
My ladder shall be greater than my past. I will be blessed more than I can ask. By the all that has been done, my best yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past. My ladder shall be greater than all of my past.
that has been done. My best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater. My ladder shall be greater than my past.
I want to also invite you this coming Wednesday to join our conversation, because I'm having a mompreneur on, and she's going to talk about how you can have it all, how you can have a successful business and an amazing family. So listen, join us this Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., when I'll have a mompreneur on, and she is doing it all. She has a successful family. She has a great family, a successful business, and she's helping other mompreneurs and entrepreneurs and small business people how to get it all and live the balanced, successful life. And remember, if you have an empowering story that you think suits my platform, I want you to reach out to me. Send me a message so that I can get you on. I will talk with you to see if it is indeed a match to that which I focus on. And I want you to reach out to me. If you know of any others, tell them to call me. Let's have a pre-show conversation. And if it at all fits into what I'm doing and it can help others, I will be more than happy to have you on. I'm also looking for guests on my TV show. And if you are in the Cromwell area, I think I'm on over there on Mondays. In the Bridgeport area, I'm on Saturdays. And in Newtown, I'm on Saturdays and Thursdays. In Danbury, I am on Mondays and Wednesday, Monday nights and Wednesday morning. And out in St. Louis, Missouri, I am on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. I am looking for a few great volunteers. Remember, at Comcast, we have the number one team. We are the number one show. And we do the best to make a difference in other people's lives. So you want to be on a team that is doing something for other people's lives. You want to be on a team that is impacting and making a difference in the lives of people around the world. So if you are interested, email me, call me, and let me talk to you about how you can get 12 hours of training at no cost to you. You get a beautiful diploma that you can frame, put on your wall. You get this wealth of knowledge and training that you can put in your resume. It helps you to become more marketable. You learn lights. You learn sound. You learn videotaping, you learn how to interact with the public. You learn how to direct a TV show. You learn how to do editing. You learn how to do graphics. And the list goes on and on. And guys, all of this is at no cost to you. 12 hours of training that will help to make you marketable and to learn all these skills that you can later on go out and get paid for. A lot of times you look in the newspaper or online and you see where people are looking for producers to help with the production of different things, documentaries and all different things. And put yourself in that position that you come to Comcast and you get trained and at no cost. And then you later on can go out and apply for a job and get paid for that. It is so cool. So again, here on the A New Day Radio Show, we are also very excited about having you as our listeners. We are growing. We are looking for different ways to grow the show. And send us your ideas by inboxing us and send us a message. We are grateful for your suggestion. Gratitude is a vaccine, an antitoxin, and an antiseptic. And this is a quote by John Henry Jowett. And, you know, a lot of times we don't pay as much focus and gratitude, but I am so very grateful for each and every one of you, my listeners. Without you, I would not have any show. And I've never asked before, but this time I'm asking you bold to support the Breakfast Feeding Program. It does not matter where you are over the world. You can click on that link and you can donate what your heart moves you to donate. There is no set amount. We just want you to donate what you can. Share this news and this project with others that you know, because every little bit helps. This is your grateful host that you took the time to be with me this evening on this broadcast. I pray that something that Elder Pierre Maranza has said in his music or in his teaching has blessed you. And I look forward that you will leave a note on the show page and give us a feedback of what this show means for you. I keep asking for people to do that. You listen and you leave. You don't write anything. Let us know what we are doing and how we can change that we are doing. Have a fabulously blessed week. And remember to join us again on Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Eastern Standard Time, when I'll have my guests on speaking about how we can have it all, a successful business and an amazing family. She is a mompreneur out of New York State, and she is rocking and rolling, and she's going to help us do the same. So have a blessed night. Have a blessed week. Remember that each of us were called for our destiny. Based on the conversation we have had tonight, there are times when we think because we have failed before, we cannot continue on that journey. But I'm here to tell you, failure is never final. Failure is never final. Elder Pierre pointed out that failure is not a person. It is an event. And don't get sidetracked by that. Stay true to that which you were called for, knowing that God is faithful in that what he promised. And he called you for a purpose. He is not going to abandon you in the beginning. He is not going to abandon you in the middle. He is going to stick with you to the end until you fulfill that which you were called for. So have a blessed week, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
What's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me,
and directing me,
hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me,
hallelujah,
and directing me, speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this lady. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this lady. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. Then I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.